Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to Where the Music Never Ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, that we find. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, 10 p.m. till midnight. Come hang with our wild dove, Luyu, in Nature and Passion on Mondays. Dig into the twisted thoughts of the Twisted Sisters on Twisted Tuesdays. Join us early Wednesday morning for Keeping It Brief with Harco and Company, and return later that evening as we turn up the heat with The Art of Seduction. Thursdays are split between In Our Craft or Southern Art with Rich and Neutron, and Double Helix with Asiana and Daniel. Friday, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry. Saturday, split between Grey Eyes and Dan Halley at the Moon in the Frostbitten Wild, and and exploring aphasia with Captain B2 and, oh man, Dex, I think. And if you're looking for a little more edgy realm, please check out After Midnight shows. Come take a walk on the wild side Tuesdays. Join Aphasia and Babbler Thursday as they teach you the fine art of becoming part sinner, part saint. Break on through with Pam on Friday. Join Dexter and Pam as they bring you Once Upon a Time Saturday morning. And every other Sunday, join Arcana and Stellina as they go delving into the darkness. Check out the contests and prompts for all of our shows. Call in and hang out for the fun. And good evening, Jean. How are you doing?
Hey, Rex. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm all right.
All right. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. looks like a good board for tonight, and I'm looking forward to it. And just so you know, we have Pam with us. So hello, Pam. How are you?
Hey, Phil. Hey, Rex. I'm doing good. How are you both doing?
All
I'm
right.
Doing
well. What's
doing? Oh, not much. Just enjoying life and looking forward to the show.
Very good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So anyway, somebody tell me about the show tonight. Tell me about the Huey Lewis and the News. Rex, what you got?
Huey Lewis and the News are a pop band out of San Francisco. They got together in the 1979. And they ran a string of hits through the 80s and to the early 90s. Their first two albums did pretty good, but they weren't hitting a larger crowd until 1983's album Sports came out. And that was the beginning of the MTV days. And as soon as they got their videos rolling on MTV, they reached a larger audience, which helped them amass 19 top 10 hits through their run through the 80s and 90s. In 1985, their Power of Love song, which got nominated for a Grammy, hit the movie Back to the Future, making them even larger. So they've had a real good run of great music, which rolls into their sound draws from early pop, rhythm and blues, and doo-wop. I've heard a little bit of that already. And in regards to their material, it's been called blue-eyed soul, new wave, power pop, and roots rock. Their latest album released 3 years ago. I haven't checked that one out yet, but I'm going to, since I didn't think they were still doing. But apparently, they're still hanging around.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I think I'm missing something, but I'm sorry. Okay, well, works for me. And I guess you want to get the party started? You ready?
Sure.
I'm not trying to be obtuse here. I'm just a little distracted. So, let me see. The first poem we have today, Rex, I'm going to have you read this, and it's called A Tip to Be Square by Rick S. So, however you are ready.
All right. A Tip to Be Square by Rick S. I know what it's like to party hardy all night, waking wondering where my car might be. After a while, you start to think to yourself, did I drink all those empties on that shelf? Times are different now. I don't abuse myself. Hit it, Huey. Let's hear the sax, baby. Fill the air. Let those horns blare. It's hip to be square. Cycling, that's my jam now. Only a few miles. I'm just staying fit. Not fat, just enough to smile. All the experts say that's the way we live well. I'm not sure they're right. One can never tell. Don't listen to me. Don't take it too personal. Let those horns blare. It's hip to be square. Hit it, Huey. Let's hear the facts, baby. Fill the air. Been there, done that. No need to do it again. No longer have to prove myself. It's just insane. It don't matter anymore to me. I got no disdain. Don't be conscious now. It's off the church. Amen. We all sit side by side, long hairs and businessmen. Hit it, Huey. Let's hear the sax, baby, fill the air. Let those horns blare. It's hip to be square. And poem. All right, Pam. Bring us on in.
All right. Well, first of all, great read there, Rex. I really enjoyed the jazzy tone of this write. I especially felt like the couplet, which paid tribute to Huey Lewis and his sound, was especially jazzy and snappy. Hit it, Huey. Let's hear the sax, baby. Fill the air. Let those horns blare. It's hip to be square. But I also really like how the main message that I get from this, and I think it's very uplifting, is how it speaks on maturing and realizing you don't have to be everything, do everything to impress other people. You don't always have to be part of the in crowd. You can be, being cool is just being yourself and not worrying about necessarily what other people think. You know, and I like that, that comes across in that end stanza. Been there, done that. There's no need to do it again. No longer have to prove myself. It's just insane. It don't matter anymore to me. I got no disdain. So wonderful, right? And very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Jean, how about you?
Well, you know, I have to agree with Pam. I mean, really, you know, it really is all about, you know, being yourself and being comfortable in your own skin. And it is hip to be square. It's okay to be who you are and put yourself out there in front of everyone just the way you really are. I mean, instead of playing games or being like everybody else or putting on airs or whatever. And I think that it's pretty well stated. Excellent job, Rick Elston. Thanks for sharing.
All right. Thank you. Okay. I think you two covered it all. This is all about, hey, you know what? That opening does hit on the idea. We've been there, done that. Everybody's gone that party hardy route at one time in their life, especially in their youth. And everybody's got to wake up to the fact someday, hey, it's good to have gotten that, done it, and got it out of your skin, but you can't run your life that way because there are other things that are more important than rolling on the same avenue that you did when you were a late teenager and in your 20s. So, lessons learned and what you bring forth. Nicely said there, Rick. Thank you very much.
That,
all right, Jane. Well, I guess we're coming up back to you.
That is nice. Okay, and the next. Yeah, the next song I'm going to put up is called I Want a New Dress. So let me hit the button on that. Here it goes.
Thank you.
God, it's been a long time since I heard that.
Right. Ages. Most definitely. Okay, so the first piece I'm going to put up for this song is a piece called I'm High on You by Betty Page. All right, I'm going to give it a read. I'm high on you. I'm so high on you, intoxicated, sweetly. Nothing you can do, addicted, melodically. You're my ecstasy, psychedelic mushroom high, my only supply. Need a fix, I'll open wide. Sugar cube happy, love from now, adventure. Explore down deeply, grip my hips, let's swing freely. Vivid, vicious, rock me numb, just like cocaine. Taste, I'm delicious. I love driving you insane. Which is sadistic, because sweetie, you just know that I'm your drug. I'll take you on now. Smashing me fiercely, so round, so passionately. Lit exotically, romance, erotic. Like woman, exotic. And poem.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. And Pam, bring it on in.
Okie dokie, Smokey. First of all, great read there, Jean. This is wonderful. As always, you know, Betty just really gets into the fun, sexy, sensuality part of love and life. Lots of clever drug references. I especially like the second and third stanza with "You're my ecstasy, psychedelic mushroom high, my only supply. Need a fix, I'll open wide. Sure, keep happy, love come now, adventure me." And she's just so raw and like just straightforward and honest about sex. And, you know, just and love in general, that it's just a delight to see. And I love how she writes about being as if lust and love are this physical addiction. So wonderful writing, very well done.
Well, thank you, Pam. And Jean, you got to read it. What about you?
You know, I thought this was a nice one by Betty. I thought it was well expressed. She said exactly what you wanted to say. You know, you're my drug. I'm your drug. You know, I'm into you. I'm addicted. You know, I want more. More. Yeah. Oh, wait, I think that's another song. But, you know, and I'm with Pam. I took the same two stanzas as Pam did, you know. Well, I know I took the first one. You're my ecstasy, psychedelic mushroom high. My only supply. Need a fix, I'll open wide. Sugar cube, happy, love come now, adventure me. Explore down deeply, grip my hips, let's swing freely. You know, I think that it was clever. It was a clever take on the prompt. And, you know, really, it's the way Betty writes. I mean, she tends to put a twist on it, you know, and make it work. And I like that. I appreciated it from her. So thanks, Betty, for sharing with us. It was fun.
Nice. All right. Since you guys hit the sex, I guess I'll walk the other direction. It's the dance. Addicted melodically. Grip my hips. Let's swing freely. I love driving you insane. Rock me numb, just like cocaine. It's all about the dance, whether it's motivated one way or another. It really doesn't matter because it's still walking within the dance. So it's just a nice open-ended voice to walk in a couple of directions, which always lead to the same thing anyway. So you might as well read deeper into the lines. Nicely done, Betty. Thank you very much.
Okay. And for my next magic trick, I'm going to give it to Pam. And Pam, I'm going to put this one up for you by Mindful. And this is called Back to Me by Mindful. And whenever you're ready.
All right. I thought it was the wine last night that made me feel this way. But when you are out of sight, I only wish that you had stayed. It was a feeling I can't describe, so exhilarating. I definitely caught your vibe, and it was so intoxicating. I need you in a pill or shot, a little dose when I'm not the man I feel I need to be to keep you coming back to me. It's all I ever really need. Please, girl, come back to me. Empty nights just never end. I need my fix of you. I read the letters I never send and stare at pics of you. I need you in a pill or shot, a little dose when I'm not the man I feel I need to be to keep you coming back to me. It's all I ever really need. Please, girl, come back to me. I know I made mistakes. I know what real love takes. I also know heartbreak. Please come back to me. End poem.
Great, Lee Pam. Thank you very much. And Jean, let's kick it with you first.
You know, this was a really good piece. I thought it was the wine last night that made me feel this way. But when you were out of sight, I only wish that you had stayed. It was a feeling I can't describe, so exhilarating. I definitely caught your vibe, and it was so intoxicating. You know, I like the way this is all worded. You know, I need you in a pill or shot. I mean, definitely, but I need a new drug, you know, and you're it, you know. I don't want to do anything else. I just want to do you. And I think that it was just really well put together, and I liked it a lot. So excellent work, Mindful. I really enjoyed it. So thanks for sharing. Absolutely.
Thank you, Jean.
Mm-hmm.
And Pam, you got to read it. What about you?
Yeah, I really liked this. It had great rhyme and flow. It was a beautiful, heartfelt write. I like how the title Back to Me, even though he didn't write that song, makes me think of the song Back in Time. To me, the beginning part speaks that on the beginning of the relationship, when they first met, and then it slowly goes in to, I think, the near the end of the relationship, and when he's realized that he's lost her, and wants her back, you know, starts in about in the third stanza, I think, where it says at the end of the stanza, please, girl, come back to me, and the repetition of that. To me, it is about realizing that you've made mistakes and, you know, hoping that you get that second chance to get love back. So just a wonderful write all the way through and very well done.
Nice, man. Thank you. I got to go with that. That opening was a nice turn. The video, it starts with Huey waking up in bed in his shorts. And he sits up and holds his head, kind of that note of, oh, last night was so hard, and then walking into the bathroom. So I like that turn, hitting on that note right there. And the chorus kind of hits the same vibe with the chorus in the song. I need you in a pill or shot, a little dose when I'm not the man I feel I need to be to keep you coming back to me. It's all I ever really need. Please, girl, come back to me. Right now. Fits well with the motif, as well as the voice offered in this piece. So, thank you very much, Michael. All right, Dean, you're back on here.
Okay, Rex is next. I'm going to put up. I'm going to ask you to read, and this is where I'm going. I Want a New Drug, a song parody by Gary Rubin.
I Want a New Drug by Gary Rubin. I want a new drug, one that won't make me sick. It'll keep me from crashing my computer with a four-hour Woody. I'll shrink my D. I want a new drug, one that helps my vision. See that teleprompter on your forehead and keep your hair perfect after tango in bed. One that makes us feel like the way we felt when we were 22, when we were 22. I want a new drug, that's a shot, not pill. Gets rid of freaking med organizers, cures that weekly pharmaceutical thrill. I want a new drug, no supply chain issues. One to cure my allergies, so I'm not up all night reaching for a box of tissues. One to fix that CPAP-y snore and need to sleep in separate rooms. Yeah, sleep in separate rooms. One that makes us feel like the way we felt when we were 22, when we were 22. I want a new drug to block out the news. One that stops anxiety. A new drug that fires up my news. One that makes donuts an antioxidant lift. A drug for female desire. So sex isn't a pity gift. Isn't a pity gift. I want a new drug. Being awake past 10 to breathe. One that'll fix out creaky knees. And it won't take us agitated, wondering what to do. One that makes us feel like the way we felt when we were 22. When we were 22. Yeah, yeah. And Pam, let's start with you.
Oh, this cracks me up, and you did a great read there, Rex. First of all, congratulations to Gary on a well-deserved front page pick for this write. Very cool. I do like how in his AN he says some side effects include increased desire for big hair, sweaters with shoulder pads, the wearing of sleeveless T-shirts, a need to lift free weights, wearing blue eyeshadow, and watching Back to the Future wearing fluorescent colors, and may cause agitation, depression, or death. Oh, man, that cracks me up. But you know what? I think many of us, as we get older, can definitely relate to the whole idea of just wanting that one super pill that does it all. This was, you know, a great parody, wonderful humor. You know, I really like see the teleprompter on your forehead and keep your hair perfect after a tango in bed. I want a new drug, no supply chain issues, one to cure my allergies, and one to fix that CPAP-y snore. And, oh, my God, there's just so many great lines. A drug for female desire, so sex isn't a pity gift, isn't a pity gift. You know, all the way through, great humor, fun lines, and, yeah, I don't know if I'd want to be 22 again, but I wouldn't mind feeling the same kind of energy I used to have back then, that's for sure. So very cool, very well done.
Thank you, Pam. All right, Jean, what do you think about this parody?
Okay. I thought it was a clever parody idea, and I picked up the two stanzas. You know, I want to, a new drug to block out the news, one that stops anxiety, a stimulant drug that fires up my mood, one that makes donuts and antioxidants, a drug for female desire, so sex isn't a pity gift. Isn't a pity gift. I want a new drug, being awake past 10 degrees, one that'll fix our creaky knees, and it won't make us agitated, wondering what to do. I thought there were so many great, you know, humorous lines throughout. Wouldn't it be nice just to be able to have a pill to fix it all? You know, whether it's one pill or one pill freak, hey, whatever works. I might not have all 47 things. It's just give me what I need to get rid of it. So I like it. Good job, Gary. Thank you, Sharon.
Nice. Thank you, Gene. Well, Gary does tackle quite a bit around on the subject of aging. And hey, we need a pill for this. We need a pill for that. We need a pill for this, that, and everything else. Why can't you just give us one cure-all for everything? I like the idea of the no supply chain issues. That's a nice touch, since most of the drugs that are sold here come out of China. And that CPAP-y, that threw me for a minute until I realized, the CPAP angle. I thought that was funny. And I like the thought, one that makes donuts an antioxidant lift, a drug for female desire. But sex isn't a pity gift, isn't a pity gift. This is full of some laughs. That was funny. Thank you very much, Gary. Most amusing.
Great job. Okay. Well, next song is Do You Believe in Love?
I was walking down a one-way street, just a
And as a follow-up to that song, I have a piece here by Jenny the Deeper. I'm going to give it a read. It's called Grew to Believe in Love. So, always thought love was never meant for me until I ran into you again at the dance club. Thought I loved you when we were teens, but after this night, I knew you were the one. Outside in the still of the night, behind your car, we poured our own shot. What happened next was an exhilarating surprise. One more shot almost got us caught. Clever me pulled a fast one instead, hiding the bottle of vodka that pulled you closer. Pressing my lips to yours, pulsating was our chest. Circled us once, but we never pulled over. Out of the danger zone, I blush, going along with my smooth move to smile. This one spark of you, yes, I grew to believe in love. 7 years later, I became his devoted wife. And folks?
Great, Regine. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, what do you think?
I enjoyed and appreciated this one. It's always nice to hear a true love story. And I like how Jenny writes about how she met her husband. And it's such a wonderful story, you know, that they knew each other before, but nothing happened. And then they ended up meeting later and falling in love. And I like how she shares the moment with us and writes about how a spontaneous moment led to an unexpected path of true love. I really like this all the way through, but especially I like the lines, out of the danger zone I blush, going along with my smooth move, he smiles with one spark of your kiss, I grow to believe in love. 7 years later, I became his devoted wife. Just a wonderful dedication to her relationship with her husband, and very well done.
Nice, you said, Pam. Thank you. Jane, how about you?
You know, I thought this was a great poem. I enjoyed the tale told. What a great story of recaptured love and romance. That was nicely done. And I definitely grabbed at the last two stanzas of this. Clever me pulled a fast one instead, hiding the bottle of vodka I pulled you closer. Pressing my lips on yours, pulsating with our chest, circled us once, but he never pulled over. Out of the danger zone, I blush, going along with my smooth move, he smiles. With one spark of your kiss, I grew to believe in love. 7 years later, I became his devoted wife. I thought it was, you know, a nice recapture of romance. You know, it's definitely a great job. So thank you so much, Jenny, for sharing with us. Nice work.
Nice. All right, you guys covered this. I'm going to ask one simple thing, because it needs to be said. Jen, I hope you got that cop's name, because every year on your anniversary, he deserves a note from you and thanks because of his delightful intrusion that when one evening that you were just... having a snort or two. I think it was appropriate. Wasn't to him, it might never have happened.
Absolutely. Well said there, Rex.
All on a chance drive-by. Can't get caught.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Pam, I'm going to get you to read the next one for us. And this is called Return to Sender by Silent Tree.
All right. I have been wandering within the desert heat, a twisted tumbleweed down the dusty streets. I have tried to call you for about a half the week. I left you a message awaiting on your reply. So why am I here left kicking the can to sift of the asphalt in Nile Marker land? So can you tell me, do you believe in love? You keep me hanging just a bird on the wire, return to sender stamped on the letter I scribe. Can you please tell me that I'm wasting my time chasing the pavements seeming to catch your eye? So why am I here left holding the bag, just to wait in a line? Am I here living a lie? So you can show me you believe in love. I know in your silence you are trying to hide a body buried in sheets while I lost my mind. So can you show me if I am still your man or just another notch in your bedpost stand? So why am I here left to sink in the sand, caught up in your wake and swept out to dry? So can you tell me, do you believe in love? So I sit here wondering, was it a one-night stand, a puppet on a lone string, the cog in your machine? If you really want me, please show me a sign. Pick up the receiver of your telephone line. So why am I here left shaking the hand, my face forcing a smile as I fall to pieces again? So can you show me, do you believe in love? So turn up your cheeks, the tides roll in waves, the burn of the wheel as the taillights fade. If things start changing like leaves on the trees, another photo memory of how things had been. So why am I here left to take the blame of your every mistake, a burden in my hand? So can you tell me, do you believe in love? End poem.
Great read, and thank you very much. Gene, why don't you kick us off?
Well, I think this is a great write by Silent Tree. Return to sender. I mean, really, I mean, I guess there's nothing worse than getting that letter back. You kept me hanging, just a bird on the wire. Return to sender stamp in the letter I scribed. Can you please tell me, was I wasting my time chasing the pavement trying to catch your eye? So why am I here that's holding you back, just to wait in line? Am I here living a lie? So can you show me? Do you believe in love? The scenarios between each of the couplets, I think, is really key. I mean, there's different messages, and there's the three stanzas prior to those really give you something to think about. I mean, it's not just, how about, and why do we do this, and was it your fault, is it my fault, whatever. I think it really just, it writes it all out there and makes it, it's just well stated all the way through. But I do like the couplets, the repeat couplets. So can you show me, do you believe in love? So can you tell me, do you believe in love? So can you show me, do you believe in love? I like the changes as we wander through. I just think it was just nicely put together. And a wonderful job. And thank you, Silent Tree. I think this really was well done and well stated and well expressed. Can't beat that.
Nice. Thank you, Jean. And Dan, what about you?
Oh, I really like this one. It has great rhyme and flow, wonderful imagery, a great lyrical quality. I do like that title, Return to Sender, because I think it says so much. But really, it's a wonderful write about being ghosted and, just still wondering. Still wondering if it's possible that the love is still out there, that person still cares, but in the back of your mind, really truly knowing that they don't, especially with the way they just leave you standing out in the cold. Just really great heartfelt lines, like the feeling of being betrayed, left out in the cold. And holding, like picking up all the broken pieces of the mistakes that this person made. And what I really like, though, is how she really made some great references to the music video itself, like with the mention of the beach and the sand and, the telephone itself. And, just kind of the idea of waiting around for the call. And I really like this all the way through, but especially, so I sit here wondering, was it a one-night stand, a puppet on a lone string, the cog in your machine? If you really want me, please show me a sign, pick up the receiver of your telephone line. Well, wonderful, right, and great take on the chosen prompt.
Thanks. I too, there's a lot of in-depth thought with this, the from the desert heat, a twisted tumbleweed down the dusty streets, to tried to call for about half the week, waiting on your reply, to you keep hanging, just a bird on the wire, return to send a stamp on the letter I scribed, ghosting. But all these little, and then the tidbits in between offer up a little bit more. So you can tell me, do you believe in love? So you can show me, do you believe in love? So you can tell me, do you believe in love? And then again, so you can show me, do you believe in love? It's almost not so much a catchphrase, but like a slap. Yo, do you believe in love? It's almost as if through each of those stanzas before the next one comes up, it's like another slap in the face, a reminder. Do you still believe in love? And walking straight down to the bottom end of this. It's almost like that backhanded note of this is what you get with this kind of person, and yet they're still walking this angle. So the rejoinder is, hey, do you still believe? I like that angle. It shows one court in a recurring cycle that pains immensely. All right, Dean, we're coming up back at you.
Thank you. So, well, that brings me to you, because the next piece I have is Do You Believe in Love by Bookworm Dave. So whenever you're ready.
All right. Do You Believe in Love by Bookworm Dave. She left that cold day asking so many questions. Was it me? Yes, it was. Can I get her back? Maybe, but not likely. Her gaze away only gives way her apathy. Whispering to her, do you believe in love? Knowing her arms were already spoken for. Her love left me earlier, maybe as I was finding a new drug. Not for amusement, but to make me better, longing for a new drug to cure my ill. Spring semester, 93, working for a living for work, calling her every chance, hoping she believes in love, only to get told, tell me, I'm not clean. June, 93, my heart found someone else. Never did tell her. She moved on months ago. The bills to Malta never continued. Summer, I began to believe in love again. Even in my summer fling was just that, breakfast and comfort. Julie, you sang to me in my teen angst, 20s frustration, now with a pleasant memory, thanking him for the sound of my youth. And poem. All right, Jean, bring it on in.
I think this is a nice write by Bookworm Dave. You know, was it me? Yes, it was. Can I get her back? Maybe, but not likely. Her gaze away only gave away her apathy, whispering to her, do you believe in love? Knowing her arms were already spoken for. You know, her love left me earlier, maybe as I was finding a new drug, not for amusement, but to make me better, longing for a new drug to cure my own. I think, you know, it left that cold day. I mean, it's a sad thing, but you know, he moves on in this, you know, spring semester 93, June of 93, you know, summer, you know, goes through it. But Huey sang me in my C920s frustration. Now with a pleasant memory, thanking him for the sounds of my youth. I think it really he kind of took us for that stroll through memories and thoughts and memories of the music and, you know, how different parts of his life fit into it. And I think it was just a nice piece. So good job, Dave, and thank you so much for sharing with us.
Nice, Jean. Thank you. All right, Pam, what about you?
Yeah, I liked this. It definitely takes us down a walk of memory lane. And I like how it simultaneously is a write about the angst of youth and young love. And at the same time, pays tribute to the music that got Dave through that time in his life, especially with those end stanzas. Q.U. sang to me in my teen angst, 20s frustration, now with a pleasant memory thanking him for the sounds of my youth. So, yeah, sometimes love, oftentimes I should say, has trials and tribulations, especially when we're younger. But, you know, we can look back and also see those good memories, and oftentimes music is a part of that. I also like how he put a nod towards the song, Need a New Drug. That was really cool, too. Her love left me earlier, maybe as I was finding a new drug, not for amusement, but to make me better, longing for a new drug to cure my ills. Wonderful write all the way through, and very well done.
Right. Yeah, it does kind of walk a nice tone of, hey, music has charms that soothe the savage breast, but also the broken heart. So, and also the fact that he's dropped in these two songs in particular to walk that note to something that happened 30 years ago, and it still rings its note all these years later. Does it help them get through something, at least get over, into, and past that April to early summer of 93. And still holds it as a great note to, hey, some things can happen and can make a difference. And apparently, Huey did it here. Nice. Thank you, Dave. All right, Jane, we're back on you.
Okay. Now, the next song is Power of Love. So, that means...
One man weep, make another man
All right. Okay. And Pam, I'm going to bring this to you first. And Dolly and Martini from the 15th Step by Pam Ray. Whenever you're ready.
Okie dokie, Smokey. I want to love you like we're in a 1980s music video. Bright neon lights, bold and garish, funky dance moves spilling into dark corners. I would sip from the rim of a dirty martini, make eye contact with you. I would spread myself across the hood of your car, posed like a beer commercial. And we'd both laugh when three bullfrogs and Spud McKenzie showed up, offering my wares and my dares and wet t-shirt escapades put through the ringer. I want to show you the low-cost, high-power, no smoke and mirrors revelation of love that can turn another page. Would you pretty please, with sugar on top, make a bad girl's dreams into a reality? No cop-out, just handcuffs, a strip down with no tees, straight to the nitty-gritty. Come to me like a tiger and I'll purr up your thighs like a pussycat. Pleasure and pain both in the same refrain. Put your rock and roll heart next to the beatbox rhythm of my jazz blues. Let's join together in petrichord persuasions. Take a stroll on the lake walk where birds are singing and waves are rolling towards agates ready to be gathered. You can smear my pink lipstick and I'll gather the cards to stack our decks. Coal in the furnace, curling smoke as we ride this train to daisy chains and summer picnics, moonlight and madness. Peach preserves and butter spread on home-cooked bread to whet an appetite ready for the next round. Relishing the full charge of a cool night breeze, a paddled expedition of fishnet stockings. We can become hooked to a wonderland thermal charge of vim and vigor, shaken, not stirred. And just when you think you've fallen all that you can, my grip becomes an uncontrolled substance, a slightly uncomfortable situation that leaves me begging for another round of leather and palms. Clean knees sacrificed to the dirt that spells our names. In kicked up dust of country roads, my skirt drops to your feet, and we melt like Salvador Dali painted the Sistine Chapel. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. All right, Jean. This one didn't scare you. It might have opened your eyes.
and my brain are reeling, that's for sure. No, it's a great job, Pam. I mean, you brought in so much into this piece. Come to me like a tiger and I'll curb your thighs like a pussycat. Pleasure and pain both in the same brain. Put your rock and roll heart next to the beatbox rhythm of my jazz blues. Let's join together and touch your full frustration. I mean, come on, Pam, really? Wow. I mean, you know, and it goes on and on like that. It's not like it's just that one space. The whole thing makes your mind just keeps going and going. You can smear my pink lipstick and I'll gather the cards to stack our decks. Coal in the furnace, curling smoke as we ride this train to daisy chains and summer picnics. Moonlight and dance. Come on. Really? Good job. I mean, really, I don't even know how to comment except for the fact that it's just exceptional writing, you know, and Salvador Dali painting the Sistine Chapel. Now, that scared me. That scared me, I have to admit. That final line, it was like, oh, my God, can you just imagine? But, really a wonderful, wonderful job. So.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Yeah, I figured if any music was going to be good to go a little different than my usual dark rights, and you know, that I do for Rex's show oftentimes, it would be Huey Lewis.
Yeah, it was really, it's incredible because you pull in so much imagery and you take it in so many directions. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if the word's really abstract. The directions and things make me say maybe, you know, but each segment of it has its own place and its own bearing. So, I mean, I think that's what really makes me smile all the time. Because, yeah, she nailed it again, but I don't quite know how she got this. You But whatever works. I mean, it's wonderful how, you know, we all think so differently. And in your case, I find it intriguing to watch how you respond back to the prompts. I just think it's just, I don't know, it blows me away. So, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you.
Thanks, Jane. Well, you did bring out the 80s with this, that music video. Neon Light, Bright Neon Light, Funky Dance, yes. The Dry Martini, okay. I've seen that spread across the hood of your car posed like a beer commercial, yes. Spuds McKenzie and the Bullfrogs, ribbit, ribbit, yes. Definitely all 80s. And the wet t-shirt escapades, that's pure 80s as well. But you did a few other things as well. You got Bob Seger with Turn Another Page. You've got Def Leppard with Put a Little Sugar on Top. And some Bad Girls, is that Bon Jovi? And well, the thought with Pussycat, a little Tom Jones. I saw something a little lower, too. What the hell was it? No, I can't find it. Oh, yeah, The Shake and the Stir. There's a little James Bond in here as well. So you dipped into quite a bit of... although the back end did get a little clean knee sacrifice, a dirt that spells our names, and kicked up dust of country roads, my skirt drops, you see, all right, dusty roads. I can't remember who that one was on, but there's another song in there somewhere. But I did like the Salvador Dali doing his thing on in the Sistine Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was a dirty boy too.
Well, thank you, Rex. Thank you. And, I would say thank you for the inspiration, but considering Selena picked this prompt, I guess I should say thank you to her for the inspiration. But thank you for doing this show. It's very, very cool.
Okay. Well, next piece I'm going to put up is called Power of Truth by A.R. Mundell. I'm going to try and give this a read. The power of truth. The power of truth is a curious thing. You make those rich with it cry, whilst the poor ones sing. A twist or a pinch can make the whole world spin, transform friends into lovers, seek a long-lost twin. Can be a gun in hand or a bomb to shoot. Sometimes tastes like nails, sometimes goes down smooth. It can pluck you up high, then send you way down low. It can be a gentle nudge or about to blow. Contains a villainous thug to a harmless youth, or even turn the room's weather. That's the power of truth. And all.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, you get to start.
Yeah, definitely a great read. I enjoyed that. And wonderful write by Amy. I'm glad she was able to get this write done in time for the show. Very cool. Great rhyme and flow, a spot-on parody. I like how she changed the power of love to the power of truth and spoke on the importance of being honest with one another, not just in a relationship, but really one another is humanity on a whole. But the thing is you got to be careful with truth because, like, not every truth needs to be spoken if it's going to just hurt somebody. And that's why I think these lines are especially thoughtful. Can be a gun in hand or a balm to soothe. Sometimes tastes like nails. Sometimes goes down smooth. You know, sometimes the truth is harsh, but it still needs to be heard. And you know, other times, if we're not truthful in our communication, we can end up, losing a friendship or a relationship. Just an amazing write all the way through and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. I'm not sure if it's a perfect parody, but it doesn't matter. It fits the motif right off the start. The power of truth is a curious thing. Can make those rich with it cry, while the poor ones sing. And continues with those little twists of foot. A twist or a punch can make the whole world spin. transform friends into lovers, seek a long-lost twin. And then they can pluck you up high, then send you way down low. It can be a gentle nudge or about to blow. I did like that back end, then finishing out the power of truth leading off, and then dropping that, that's the power of truth to finish, even turn the what room's weather. That's the power of truth. I like the thought there, Amy. Nicely done. This is a different turn of thought. Nice. All right, Jean, we're coming up back to you.
Okie doke. Okay, here we go. That's going to bring me to you. This is called Affinity for Love by Lockdown Lark. And this is said to be a parody. And I'm sure it's going to be a you're ready.
Affinity for Love by Lockdown Lark. How long do you have to wait before sensing a present near? Pathways crossing at a date, just so it can appear. It comes with the risk of pain, and sometimes it walks with fear, yet it can bubble like champagne as its song reaches your ear. Love is not just for a night, it is a force of destiny. In just one look, feel it's right, and be bound, yet feel set free. It is something you can buy, and a word in many a song, it will make your spirit fly, knowing where you belong. Love is not just for a night, it is a force of destiny. In just one look, feel its might, and be bound, you'll feel so free. Feel its force, feel your destiny. In love's course, you will see. In its care, you will share. As a pair, vows will swear. Feel the love, just see it. Feel the love, just see it. Feel the love and dare it. Feel the love and swear it. Love living and live loving. And pump. All right, Jean. Why don't we start with you?
You know, there's so many parts to this. It's wonderful. How long do you have to wait before sensing a presence near? Pathways crossing at a date, just so it can appear. The chorus was good. Love is not just for a night. It is a force of destiny. And just one look will feel its might and be bound. Feel that free. I think that... I think it was a clever piece all the way through, and I think it was very lyrical. I would love to hear such a music. So, like, that's your next tip. I should say that. Right? I shouldn't even joke like that. Feel its force, feel your destiny, and love's course you will see. And its care you will share as a pair of vows you'll swear. Really clever and nicely done. And I think that he hit on... You know, all the points coming through this, and I thought it was just nicely put together. So excellent work, and thank you so much, Lockdown Lark.
Excellent. Nice. Thank you, Jean. All right, Pam, what about you?
Oh, this is really nice. Beautifully written song lyrics. I like how it speaks on taking a chance on love because, you know, sometimes it can be worth the risk. I really like verse 2 where it says it comes with a risk of pain and sometimes it walks with fear, yet it can bubble like champagne as its song reaches your ear. And that chorus is beautiful too. Love is not just for a night. It is a force of destiny. In just one look, feel its might and be bound, yet feel set free. You know, and I like the image within those lines and the idea that true love actually binds you to someone, but at the same time sets you free. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
All right, thank you, Pam. I think Lockdown really dips into this piece and expressed himself very well at that opening note. How long do you have to wait before sensing a presence near? Pathways crossing at a date, just so it can appear. It comes with a risk of pain, and sometimes it walks with fear. Yet it can bubble like champagne as it long reaches your ear. Nice. And I did like that chorus. Love is not just for a night. It is a force of destiny. In just one look, feel its might, and be bound, yet will yet feel set free. Excellent piece, that lockdown. Nicely worded, and the play was well done as far as the parody goes. Thank you very much. All right, Gene, we're coming to see you.
Okay. The next piece I'm going to play is called Working for a Living. Let me set that one.
Cause I'm working for a living. Hey, I'm not complaining cause I really need to work. But hitting to my buddy's got me feeling like a jerk. $100 condo, $200 rent. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Working for a living. Cause I'm working for a living.
Jan, I've been working without pay, chores upon chores piled for me every day. I'll be slogging for days, not anymore. Damn to you sitting in the couch. Work with me for a living. Damn here, damn there, damn everywhere. Watching a pile of news up, outdated and repeated. Work with me for a living. I cannot wait to die anymore. Start the cooking. I'll do the cleaning. Let's slice the pile up in two, 50 for you, 50 for me. Let's finish in time. Work with me for a living. Mama and Papa will be up in time. I hate the steering wheel aiming at me, calling me a slow coach. Get up from the couch, little buddy. Work with me for a living. Work with me for a living. Some people are coming with our elderly fellas. Work with me for a living. Work with me for a living. Let's slice the pile up in two, 50 for you, 50 for me. Work with me for a living. Oh, come on, work with me for a living. I'll pay you pocket money, hurry. Oh, come on, work with me for a living. Sing with me, start working. Work with me for a living. Let's slice the pile up in two, 50 for you, 50 for me. Work with me for a living. I've ought to bribe ma, own sibling. Working with me for a living.
let's slice the pile up in two, 50 for you, 50 for me, working with me for a living. Work with me for a living, let's slice the pile up in two, 50 for you, 50 for me, work with me for a living. Great, little buddy, go sit in the couch. Work with me for a living. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Work with me for a living. Work with me for a living. End poem.
Great read, Pam. And haven't seen Jessica in a while, so welcome back, Jessica. Glad to see you. Now, I was wondering about this. I didn't know which way it was going to go until pretty much near the end, when she talks about her little brother. All of a sudden, you're finding out what is actually going on. Her being the oldest in the house, doing all the chores, while her younger brother decides he doesn't want to do nothing except sit on the couch, play video, watch TV, whatever. It doesn't really matter. He's just not into actually. It borders on that note to being driven like a slave. I've been working without pay, chores upon chores pile for me every day. I'll be slogging for days, not anymore. Damn to you, sitting in the couch. I like the touch of humor. Work with me for a living. Damn here, damn here, damn everywhere. Watching a pile of news, outdated and repeated. Work with me for a living. I cannot wait to die anymore. Start the cooking. I'll do the cleaning. Let's slice the pile up in two. Hey, things go a little easier if there's two of you to split the juice, and then you both get to enjoy. Let's finish in time. Work with me for a living. Mama and Papa will be up in time. I hate the steering wheel aiming at me, calling me a slow coach. Get up from the coach, little buddy. Work with me for a living. Work me up for a living. It does speak to that angle of siblings and how they fight and how they won't really do for each other when it turns to a certain things around the house. And that's just a hit on that little brother. Nah, I don't wash, I don't clean, I don't do laundry, I don't pick up around the house, I make mess around the house. There was some nice little touch of humor in this that hits on the angle. Yeah, might be a little monster, but you are my brother, so get up, the fries. Get a little rough with you. All right, Pam, you got to read it. What about you?
Yeah, this was great, and I have to agree, it did have a nice touch of humor. And I think anybody who has a younger sibling or just a sibling in general can totally get this and relate to it. I liked the rock and roll lyrical quality of it. I thought it had clever lines on expecting that younger sibling to do their share of the chores. And I like how throughout she kind of changes the approach. Like first it's pretty much like just cussing to herself, and then it's trying to scare him, the scare tactic of mom and dad will be up soon. And then you can just see the thought of getting to the point of deciding to maybe I should bribe him. Oh, come on, work with me for a living. I'll pay you pocket money. Hurry. Oh, come on, work with me for a living. And then the sheer frustration, like you really feel the bite and the sarcasm in great little buddy, go sit in the couch. takes me back to me and my brother and sister. And yeah, good stuff. Definite great sense of humor that Jesna has, and very well done.
All right, thank you, Pam. And Jean, you back?
I am. Yes, I am.
See, you're in time. You're the first one.
I am not. I actually came up just at the end of the poem, so I was good as I got it. I thought this was a clever piece and very lyrical. I think there are good lines throughout, and I think it was just nicely done. Thank you, and I want to thank you for sharing with us for sure. Let's slice the pile up into 50 for you, 50 for me. Let's finish in time. Work with me for a little. Mom and Papa will be up in time. I hate the steering wheel aiming at me. Call me a slow coach. Get up from the coach, little buddy. Work with me for a living. It was clever, and it was just nicely put together. So nice work, Jasmine, and thanks for sharing.
Absolutely.
So now it must be back to me again. See? I catch on. I'm
absolutely.
The next song I'm going to put up is Bad Is Bad.
On down. A little doo-doo-doo-doo walk.
Now, Rex, I'm going to come back to you because the piece that goes with that is Life is a Drag, a parody of the song by Papa Turner. Here we go.
Sometimes life is a drag, by Papa Turner. The squeak of my sneakers on a newly waxed floor, been caught smoking outside the principal's door. All those false alarms I pulled as jokes sitting back in biology. My frog won't croak, grab the wire to get an electron jolt. You know, sometimes Life is a drag. Ooh, and sometimes bad is bad. Playing the guitar on the porch. When I saw the neighbors, they carried a torch. Sang out this chorus, but the lyrics got caught up, because my voice is hoarse. Oh, you know, sometimes life is a drag, and there's no reason to find out. Ooh, sometimes bad is bad. I'm sitting in the office. The clack of the keyboard makes me sad. Crossed legs, there's a book in my lap. Those cheetah skirts are so short. Down the gutter, my thoughts are drowning. Just as I'm about to leave, the principal shouts out, Mr. Reedy, come in and see me. Oh, you know, sometimes life is a drag, and there's no reason to find out. Oh, sometimes bad is bad. I stay cool in my room, but sometimes bad is bad. And pumps. All right, Pam.
Well, first of all, great read there, Rex. I'm really glad to see that Papa Terminus was inspired. You know, I thought this was a great parody, wonderful rhyme and flow. I like how he starts out, you know, with the troublemaking of youth, with being in biology class. My frog won't croak, grabbed a wire to give it an electron volt. I did like that couplet, too. You know, sometimes life is a drag, woo, and sometimes bad is bad. It really speaks on the whole idea of, you know, to me, the idea that sometimes it's the people who do that little bit of misbehaving that have the most fun. And really great humor, and I love how he wrote himself into this. Really great humor, and those cheerleader skirts are so short. Down the gutter, my thoughts are drowning. Just as I'm above the leave, the principal shouts out, Mr. Reedy, come in and see me. You know, wonderful, wonderful, right, and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. All right, Jean, how about you?
And, you know, I thought this was an excellent take on The Chosen Song. Well done, parody. I like this, you know, from the beginning. The squeak of my sneakers on a newly waxed floor, been caught smoking outside the principal's door. All those false alarms I pulled, there's jokes sitting back in biology. My frog won't croak, grab the wire to give it an electron jolt. You know, sometimes life is a drag. Woo. And sometimes bad is bad. I just thought it was funny. I think you did a great job, and enjoyed it a lot. So thank you so much, Papa Terminus.
Yeah, this kind of reminds me of my high school years and our graduating class, because after we left, they put up a 15-foot chain link fence around the school. So I get that note. Sometimes bad is bad. Yes, you had to get in by showing a pass to park in the back of the school after we left. No, I quite understand the thought with this, the fire alarms. Oh, hell yeah. We had at least 10 of those a day, not to mention the phony bomb scares. And one of the guys actually riding a horse to school. So, yeah, we had some fun. And sometimes bad is bad. Brought back some memories. Thank you, Papa. That was fun.
Hey, I think somewhere in here I was supposed to say googly snug. So I've met that requirement. Just saying.
Well, that's goggly snug. That'd be a beast.
Goggly snug. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a one-eyed avaricious kitten.
Oh, see this? Did you know that, Pam?
Yep.
You did? Yeah. Oh, he's such a know-it-all. Where, like, what the hell? Anyway, just being a wise. I got a kick out of it when I saw it earlier. I just happened to catch my eye again, and I went, yeah. Okay, well, let me see. I have the next song is from the Poets of the Soul show last weekend. And this is War is the song that will be played. So, let's see if I can find it somewhere. No. Hang on. I missed something, and I don't know where. Okay. I'm going to have to ask you on here, Rex. Where does Eric Svensson's piece fit in?
Actually, there isn't one. We never got it. I just thought maybe by the time we got it, you'd have at least SoundCloud.
Well, I have the SoundCloud, but I don't have anything to go with it. I don't know where it's supposed to be placed.
Neither do I, unfortunately. So,
okay.
When he gets it,
okay,
I guess we'll move back to it Friday.
You want to play his next and then move on to the two pieces we know? Or do you want to save it for last? I'm sorry.
We'll save it for now. Because I don't even know what song you went to either.
Okay.
No
problem. I get it. I just had to ask because I went over and looked and saw it in the mix. Okay. So here comes War. Uh-huh.
Standing on a broken field, white crippled wings beating the sky, the harbingers of war with their nature revealed, and our chances all went by. If I can let the memory heal, I will remember you with me on that field.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, and Rex, I'm going to give you this next one to read. It's by Alex Garcia Muir. And,
all right.
Whenever you're ready.
Validation for War, Alistair Hugh Muir. To heaven gaze where blue skies frame the sun, no sense of war in tranquil clouds and peace. Within your palm, the tiny hand grips tight, but not as firm as soldiers hold on life. No sense of war in tranquil clouds and peace, yet strong for the validation from above, but not as firm as soldiers hold on life. Below upon the crimson award of blood. Yet strong the validation from above, dissension sounds a need for mortal change. Below upon the crimson sword of blood, a wont for wife and darling girl at home. Dissension sounds a need for mortal change, from taking souls to nurturing a love. A wont for wife and darling girl at home, to be the way not veiled in ugly hate. From taking souls to nurturing a love, to vindication to object to war, should be the way not failed in ugly hate, a family, a nest, not guilty grave. To vindication to object to war, a way from God and honor to perform, a family, a nest, not guilty grave, foundation for a just, united world. Away from God and honor to perform, at Arlington you look at daughter's soul, foundation for a just, united world. The graves of youthful fools as general fools. At Arlington, you look at daughter's soul. Within your palm, the tiny hand grips tight. The graves of youthful fools as general fools. Meets the heaven's days where blue skies frame the sun. And warmth. And boom. Yeah. Hi, Pam.
Well, first of all, great read there, Rex. This is a beautiful write by Alistair. Amazing lines and imagery. I like the question in the title, Validation for War, and the idea that, you know, it's hard to give validation for something so brutal and violent that takes away families and takes people away from their family and friends and their loved ones. And, you know, the sacrifices made, you know, oftentimes with what feels like no purpose, but, you know, but of course there's always, you know, the sacrifices made for our freedoms, which we're always thankful for. But man, this is just, it's powerful, it's emotive. I really like the vindication to object to war, away from God and honor to perform, a family, a nest, not guilty grave, foundation for just a united world, away from God and honor to perform. At Arlington, you look at daughter's soul, foundation for just a united world, the graves of youthful fools as generals' tools. You know, it's such a shame that so oftentimes it seems like people get used for war in the name of the high-ranking and the well-to-do. So excellent write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Jean, how about you?
First off, Pam, what form is this? I know it's a form. What form is it?
I have the slightest idea. Wow.
Yeah. You know, I've seen it before, and I think it was a wonderful choice for this poem. I really do. I thought it was a wonderful write, an excellent choice of form, and I thought it was strong and well penned. You know, I went to grab two stanzas, and I'm like, wow, you know, like, where do I begin? So these are the two I picked up, but trust me, it's not limited to me only liking these. From taking souls to nurturing love, the vindication to object to war, to be the way, not veiled in ugly hate, a family, a nest, not guilty grave, a vindication to object to war, away from God and honor to perform, a family, a nest, not guilty grave, not guilty grave, foundation for a just, united world. It really was a strong, as Sam said, powerful piece. And I think that it was very well done. And Alistair, I think this is just fabulous. And thanks for sharing with us tonight. Wonderful take on that talk.
Absolutely. I don't know what this is either, but the repeat and how it's very particular.
Yeah.
Going from the second line from the first stanza starts the first line of the next stanza, and that second line starts the first line of the following stanza. But there's an intermingling with the with the other lines that work within this. So I'd have to look at it a little more in depth. I like how it flows because it pushes the thought and it keeps it tight and in its place. And my apologies for reading that a crimson sword instead of a crimson sword of blood. Small Granciere.
Nice.
And then finally, where was that? Never mind. I do like how this plays out because it does tell a different side of things, especially with that note to Arlington Cemetery and the picture that was used there. It's never the big shots, the politicians, or the generals that have to worry about losing their lives. It's always the lower echelon and those that are just fodder for the cannon. There are better things and more useful things to be done with soldiers besides war. So, nicely done, Alistair. Thank you very much.
Is it a villanelle?
It may be, Pam. I was trying to think of what it was.
No, a villanelle is shorter. I think a villanelle is 19 lines or 17.
Oh, okay. But it's something similar to that. I was just curious. Like, I know it's something
it's
like that.
But...
yeah.
I give you a lot of credit, Pam. I figured you knew. So, but I recognize it, and I just can't place it in my mind. I've seen it. I can't tell you how many times. But definitely.
Yeah, when you think of VNL, think of Dylan Thomas. Do not go gently into that good night.
That's what I was. That's the one that's in my head. I don't know, but it really was a great form for the piece itself. It made the point, you know, and it made a point again and again, and then it moved on and made that point again. So I think it was clever of him to pick that one. Very much so. Absolutely. So, it's going to bring me to Weaver of Dreams is the lead-in song, so let me hit the button.
Let your thoughts fade away. Softly now you're safe. Till there's nothing left but grace flowing like a blade. You're walking on air. Touching the clouds as they tear while you sail before the wind like an ocean wave. Like a chorus she would send to the break of day. Ocean blues out of grace. Echoes whisper and pray. What confusion let it take. Even shadows embrace.
Trans steel, tell me how do you
United Us All by Jody Mountain. So whenever you're ready.
With all the global technologies, still words grow thin, where silence and noise will begin. There's a language that transcends all bounds, a symphony of souls where unity resounds. Music, the universe's sound, a timeless melody that knows no bound, from the gentle lullaby's soothing grace to the rhythmic beat that quickens our pace. In every note a tale is told across cultures and generations old. It speaks to the heart with a common theme, stirring emotions like a waking dream. From the high-pitched trill of a songbird's voice to the deep rumbling chords that make us rejoice. From the strings that weep and the keys that dance, music sparks emotion, giving life a chance. A ballad can mend a shattered soul. Symphonies can make the broken whole. With harmonies intertwined, a chorus so grand, music binds us together. Hand in hand. In celebration, it ignites our joy, and sorrow, it's a solace we employ. It crosses borders, it breaks down walls, a bridge of emotion where unity calls. Whether in a concert hall or on a street, music makes the world a stage complete. It speaks to every ear, regardless of tongue, a universal language forever sung. So let us listen, let us feel the power of music, a treasure so real. May its resonance guide us through each day, connecting hearts and souls, come what may. For in the existence of life's grand design, music remains a constant divine, the universal sound that unites us all, a testament to the beauty that we recall. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. And Jean, what do you think?
You know, I'm kind of partial. I thought this was just an amazing piece and so well expressed. Music's always such a wonderful topic to write about because we can all relate to it on one level or another. I thought the lines that stood out to me, it may seem a little long, but I really enjoyed each one of the stanzas. Music, universal sound, a timeless melody that knows no bounds. From the gentle lullaby's soothing grace to the rhythmic beats that quicken our pace. In every note a tale is told, across cultures and generations old, it speaks to the heart with a common theme, stirring emotions like a walking dream. From the high-pitched trill of a songbird's voice to the deep rumbling chords that make us rejoice. From the strings that weep and the keys that dance, music sparks emotion, giving life a chance. I really enjoyed the piece very much. It was beautiful rhyme and meter to it, and Pam did a great job reading it. And I knew you would be a little clearer than I would. But just it's really, really an exceptional piece. So thank you so much, Jody, for sharing with us. Well done.
All right. Thank you, Jean. And Pam, what about you? Since you read it.
Oh, I really enjoyed and appreciated this one. Great rhyme and flow. I like how it's not only a beautiful take on the chosen prompt, but to me, it really speaks on what I think your show really is all about, and that is how music just of all different kinds in life brings humanity together. And I really felt there's really heartfelt lines all the way through on how in these hectic times, it really is so important to have something that brings us all together and joins different cultures and different generations. And music can be that thing. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
Nice.
Absolutely. Everybody seems to think music is a connection that only modern man has to be able to accomplish. Well, they ought to kind of wake up and smell the roses because the oldest instrument in the world right now is a flute from 50, 60,000 years ago, a Neanderthal flute made from a cave bear's bone. And then there's the Aussie bull roar, which is at least 20,000 years old. So music goes back quite a ways when it comes to not just entertaining, but used as notes for warning, or calling for aid. But it's also been used for entertaining. It's like a flute. You teach your young ones notes and songs and music, and you move on through life, and that's where you get the progression of instrumentation once the angle of making things has become a little bit more apparent. You indulge yourself a bit further. So this is a perfect note to the unity that does spur from a music, whether it's a 50,000-year-old instrument or one just made last week. It brings people together. So nicely done, Jody, and thank you very much. All right.
And by the way, that was a really well-deserved front page pick for Jody. That was picked on the 10th of July.
Cool.
So, yeah, that was fabulous. So, I don't know. There's something there. I had to say
well,
that.
Next week, the contest is up. We're doing a supergroup called the Traveling Wilburys.
Oh, yeah.
Of Yes, George Harrison from the Beatles, Bob Dylan, Tom Petty from Tom Petty and Heartbreakers, Jeff Lynne from ELO, and Roy Orbison. A powerful group, hit it together for one album, all with all five members. And then before their tour, unfortunately, Roy died, so that never materialized, unfortunately. So that'll be next weekend. Next Sunday.
Okay, everybody. Before I let it all get away, I have two contests I'm going to post. I'm really looking for rights for Tuesday's show. I don't know. It's not floating anybody's boat, I guess. But it's just the Tuesday's event. So there's that one. And then I have one for Wednesday for the artist event. And that's when it's ending it. So, Pam, get out the whip and chain, will you? A whip and chair. Sorry, not chain. I'll make you have to be too harsh. Anyway, Rex, great show. Wonderful topics, Selena and Pam. And, I'm looking forward to next week. And, we'll take in the tomorrow night, Blue Your Wild Dove with the Garden of Enlightenment, 10 p.m. And as well, followed by Rex and Pam on After Midnight. It'll be great. In the meantime, carry yourself. And did I miss anything, Rex?
Great show, Gene. Thank you, Pam, for sitting in. And Serena for lending us this musical interlude. And for Amy and Silas on the boards, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yes.
And we'll see you all.
Excellent. Okay, Rex, it was an excellent show.
Yeah, it was a good bunch.
Yeah,
some,
a lot of good colors.
Nice tinted humor in that bunch.